Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
no matter what you're going through. I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands.
Thank you. you, Lord. His grace and mercy do it for me. He loves you. I know he does.
Yeah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
no failure, no weakness, no doubt in my mind. No prison around me could keep you outside. No, not even death could pull me from your arms. Nothing ever could separate us. Nothing ever could separate us. Nothing ever could separate us. And when I can't see you, still I know you're here. And when I can't feel you, your promise is clear. Nothing I face can keep me from your love. My Savior, my healer, my life and my hope, my treasure. Thank you.
to Calvary to save a wretch, save a wretch like you and me.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless thou my holy and righteous, your holy and your righteous name, most gracious and most heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come, our Father God, on this afternoon with a grateful heart and attitude of gratitude. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God. We come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, embracing the gifts of this brand new day. So grateful in our hearts that you have brought us this far by faith. So grateful in our hearts, Father God, that you have led us, Father God, around trouble and around pit holes and potholes, Father God, the snares of death, Father God, and the plots and the plans and the schemes of the enemy and our enemies, Father God. We want to say thank you, Father God, that it's in you we live, we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Father God, we come to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Father God, for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for making ways out of no ways, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Father God, thanking you for our families. Thanking you for our friends. Thanking you, Father God, hallelujah, for open doors and open heavens and open windows, Father God. We bless you for the power of your word. Your eternal word, Father, your word that never returns into your void, but always accomplishes everything that you have sent it forth to do, Father God. We want to say thank you for it, even right now, in Jesus' name, Father God. We bless you. We magnify you, Father God. We love you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for resurrecting the dead, Father God. Thank you for the souls that have given their life to you. Thank you for the backsliders, Father God, that have come on home. Thank you for that homeless person that now has a home, Father God. Thank you for that hungry person who now has some food, Father God. Thank you for that restless person who now has rest. Thank you for the lost, Father God, that are now saved, Father God. Thank you for the sick that are now healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that broken family, who is broken no more. Oh, Father God, thank you for that person in bankrupt who's bankrupt no more. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for the sinner that is now saved. Thank you for the hopeless who have now found hope. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the fearful who are now walking in faith, Father God, walking in love, walking in power. Father God, we want to say thank you for the power of your word that is able to change. Thank you for the power of your word, Father God, that turns situations around, Father God, one by one. Father God, hallelujah. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. You're great. You're mighty. You're mighty. And you're great. You're great and you're mighty. And you are mighty and you are great. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, Father God. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us, Father, to keep on moving, to keep on moving, Father God. Thank you for helping us to be faithful for what you have called us to do. Thank you for qualifying us for promotion, Father God, on your terms, at your time, in your way, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the finances, Father God. Hallelujah, necessary. Thank you, Father God, for equipping us, Father God, hallelujah, with every good and every perfect gift that coming from above. Father God, we honor you even right now in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we commit this service into your hands, Father God. We thank you that there's no time and distance in the spirit. Father God, we commit this service into your hands. We commit this day in your hands. We commit our lives in your hands. We commit our destinies in your hand. Everything is in your hands, Father. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we bind any spirit of interruption, interference that will come and interrupt our service on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, it's crushed, Father. We ask that you would blow on the residue of it. We decree and we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over our lives. He is Lord over this service. He is Lord over everything. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Thank you, Father. The Lord, we thank you. And we pray right now that the words of our mouth and thank you that the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture for this morning will be found in the book of Genesis, chapter number 37, beginning at verse number 1. And it reads, "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon
and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, greet each and every one of our visitors this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, our fellowship services, where we actually meet 7 days a week. Amen. Hallelujah. This is our Sunday service. So Sundays we meet at 12 noon, but during the week we meet 6 a.m. live in the morning. We want to welcome you, all of our broadcast listeners across the globe. We can't see you, but you can hear us. Amen. And if you hear us, you hear God. So welcome to our services. Glory be to God, a place where you can listen in the comfort of your home, your car, wherever you are. Maybe sitting on the doorstep. Hallelujah. But as long as you have some form of internet capability, amen, we are reaching out to you. And so we realize that we have listeners, amen, and visitors across the globe. We see you in our statistics. We see you. We greet you in India. We greet you in Russia. We greet you in China. We greet you in Africa. We greet you in Canada. We greet you in Australia, everywhere, United States of America. We greet you. We greet you, and we say welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Keep on coming back, and coming on back. We'll be celebrating 11 years for this ministry at the end of this year, if the Lord tarry. Amen. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen. So we're going to get straight into the word on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to have another selection. And after the selection, we will come to you with thus saith the Lord for this morning. Amen. Amen and amen.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I
Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. We want to speak to you this afternoon, beloved, amen, on a subject, amen, a dream, a big dream again. Dream again. Dream big. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We see in our scripture on this morning, amen, glory be to God, when God had given Joseph a dream, amen, and Joseph shared the dream, amen, with his family. Glory be to God. It tells us in verse number 5 that Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brothers, and when he shared it with his brothers hated him for the dream that the Lord had given him. Sometimes people will hate you for the dream, amen, that the Lord, amen, has placed on the inside of you. Glory be to God. Lord, glory be to God. And then, but that did not stop Joseph from dreaming. Joseph continued to dream, amen, because in the same chapter, amen, chapter number 37, amen, verse number 9, it tells us, and he dreamed yet another dream. See, so he kept dreaming. Somebody say dream again. Glory be to God. The fact that his brothers were hated him, his blood brothers hated him. Glory be to God. Sometimes your family will hate you. Glory be to God. Your brothers and sisters in Christ will hate you. Glory be to God. People you think will be rejoicing with you are actually hating you for the dream. Glory be to God. But Joseph was not discouraged. We see Joseph's character in this. We see Joseph, amen, determination. Verse number 9 says, and he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the stars all made obeisance to me. So glory be to God. He kept dreaming. He kept dreaming. Well, we will find out, glory be to God, as we continue in our series, amen, that the one mistake that Joseph made is he kept sharing it with the wrong people. We're going to find out, amen, that the one mistake that Joseph made is that he kept sharing the dream with the wrong people. Glory be to God. When he shared it with them the first time and he saw that they were envious, they were jealous, they didn't want him to make it, they didn't want him to succeed, they was angry because of what was already on the inside of him. And when he dreamed the dream the second time, he probably should have told somebody else or maybe even kept it to himself. Amen. But he told the wrong people, and he paid for that. He paid for that. Hallelujah. It took him the long way around, but did not stop the dream from coming to pass. Amen. And then in verse number 10, we see, and it reads, and he told it to his father.
and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Glory be to God. The father said, what is this dream? We want to talk about that a little bit this morning, beloved. The father said, what is this dream? What is it? Communicate it to me. Describe it to me. What is this dream, beloved? Are you dreaming today? Do you believe in your dreams? If so, what is this dream? It's a question, amen, for our audience on today. What is the dream? The father says, you dreaming big? Tell me about it. Can you talk about your dream on today? Beloved, glory be to God. We know that those without a dream, glory be to God, hallelujah, have a lack of meaningless. And people without a dream, glory be to God, have a lack of purpose. When people cannot explain their God-given purpose, when people cannot explain why they were born in the first place, people that are living on a surface level, people that are always constantly searching for the next thrill, but never any steady course of direction, any steady course of purpose or intent in life. Glory be to God. Beloved, this morning, let me ask you, do you feel that you are fulfilling your potential in life? Because the poorest person in the world is a person without a dream. The most frustrated person in the world, glory be to God, is a person without a dream, a person who do not know how to bring that dream to pass. Glory be to God. We have three categories of people in the world. We have a first category of people, are people with no vision at all, no dream at all, don't know what they're living for. Glory be to God. Then you have that second category of people. They have a dream, but they're stuck. They're stuck. They don't know how to launch it. They don't know how to get it going. They don't know how to move forward. And then you have that third category of people. They have a dream, but they abandoned the dream. They gave up on the dream. They turned their back on the dream. Beloved, one person with a vision, and when I say vision, you can put the word dream in there. Hallelujah, because God gave Joseph a dream. God gave Joseph a vision. Glory be to God. And one person with vision is greater than 99 mediocre people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your purpose in life will become your passion in life. Hallelujah. Your purpose will give you the passion for living, a reason to get out of bed in the morning, a reason to move forward, a reason to endure, a reason to persevere. Hidden within you, and we spoke about this on last week, glory be to God, hidden within you. It's already in you. You were born with it. When God created you, he said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. It's already in you. Hallelujah. Glory. But you got to go deep down. You got to go deep down to get it. The Bible says, amen, the kingdom of God is within you. It ain't coming. Is already here. Glory be to God. And that key is vision. Glory be to God. Let me ask you a question this morning, beloved. What is your vision? Joseph had a vision. Joseph had a vision and he was going to be ruling. He was going to be reigning. Joseph had a vision and he was going to be in leadership, high up in leadership. Joseph had a vision and he was going to be a savior. Glory be to God for the nation of Israel at that time. And it came out just like that. As we continue in our series, you see he had to go through some bumps. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. God is not a man and he is not a liar. And his word, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will come to pass. God does not change his mind concerning you. As long as you don't change your mind that you want it, Hallelujah. God just will not change his mind that he want to give it to you. Joseph, amen, did not change his mind that he wanted what God had already put in him. He held on to the vision. He kept repeating the vision. He kept sharing the vision. The vision was a living color. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. And Joseph was fulfilling his dreams. Hallelujah. Bringing purpose to life. Beloved, hope is lost without a vision. Glory be to God. You were created to accomplish something in this earth that nobody else can do. You were designed to be known for something special. Nobody else has your DNA. Nobody else is you. Glory be to God. You are the only one. Joseph had a vision, and Joseph had a clear vision. It wasn't fuzzy. Last week, we talked to you about the bad blind man. When Jesus asked him, what do he see? He said, I see men walking as trees. Joseph didn't see anybody walking as trees. Oh, no, he didn't. Joseph had a clear vision. He said, I can tell you exactly the details of the vision. I can lay it out. Glory be to God. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what I see. Why? Because the vision was clear. But loving vision, amen, glory be to God, is when the heart sees. See, sight is when you see with your eyes. Vision is when you see with your heart. Glory be to God. Joseph had a clear vision. Let me stop this morning and ask you, what does your heart see? When you look deep down on the inside of you, what does your heart see? Can you see what God has deposited in you? Can you search? Can you follow the Holy Spirit and that searches the deep things of God and go deep down within yourself and see, hallelujah, what God has already put there? Oh, Joseph, glory be to God. He saw with his heart. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that the sky is not the limit. God, that he has given us the ability to call those things that be not as though they were. Glory be to God. Yes, Joseph had a clear vision. Turn around and tell your neighbor to dream again. Dream again. His vision was so clear that every time he went to sleep, he dreamt the same dream. Every time he closed his eyes, he dreamt the same dream. And that dream would take him deeper and deeper into himself. I didn't say deeper and deeper into God. I said it took him deeper and deeper into himself. Hallelujah, to untap the treasures that God has already deposited in him. I want you to know that this treasure is already deposited in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, Joseph's vision, as we continue our series, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we'll talk some more about this when we come back. Hallelujah. But his visions made his suffering and his disappointment bearable. Because sometimes, amen, your vision will cause you to suffer a little bit. Your vision may disappoint you a little bit. But I come to tell you that Joseph never detoured. He never detoured. Oh, no, it made it all bearable. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. His vision, he held on to that dream that God gave him. It was his chance to move out of circumstances. Hallelujah. And towards fulfillment. When you hold on to the dream, hallelujah, it will provide opportunities for you to come out of your current situation. Hallelujah. All of that drama. Come on now. All of that defeat. All of that darkness. All of that crap. And move towards fulfillment. I come to tell you this morning that vision is key to your future. Why? Because God created you as an originator. But most people live their lives on earth as imitators. Glory be to God. We have all these ideas going around in our head. All day, all night, all year. And most of those ideas go down the drain. With the bathtub water, huh? Glory be to God. Most people are were competing with other people. Glory be to God. Looking at other people's gifts, other people's talents, what other people are doing. Constantly comparing ourselves to other people, never really focusing on the originator that they are, the uniqueness that God has given them, the unique design. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to encourage you today to find your own niche. God has deposited something distinct in you. You are made of a distinct design. You are made for a distinct purpose. Glory be to God. When we look at an acorn, beloved, glory be to God. An acorn is just a little small seed, a little small seed. But if you would examine that acorn, beloved, the hallelujah, glory be to God. The destiny of acorn is a tree. It's just a little small seed in your hand. It's called the acorn. But the destiny of that acorn is a tree. Beloved, I come to tell you that God has put destiny in you. It don't look like much right now. It might look like an acorn. But I'm telling you, inside of that acorn is the pattern. The pattern is already designed in the acorn. It is nothing you can do to stop that acorn from becoming a tree. The pattern is already inherited. The pattern is already internal. That acorn is not going to be a refrigerator. That acorn is not going to be a Cadillac. That acorn is only going to be a tree. The pattern is already there. I come to tell you that you were born with the pattern. The pattern is already in you. The pattern is already inside you. The only thing you can do to stop that acorn from not being a tree is to destroy the acorn. Or not plant the acorn in the proper soil. But if you put that acorn in the proper soil, it is nothing you can do to stop that acorn from growing into a tree, because the pattern is already there. God has already placed it in you. How can so much be in this little seed? How can so much? Because it's in there. God did it. Beloved, the Bible tells us that we were born of an incorruptible seed. I come to encourage you this morning that when God created you, inside of you, the pattern is already there. The pattern for success, the pattern for destiny, the pattern for purpose. God did it. Glory be to God, and every good and perfect gift coming from above. The destiny of acorn is a tree. See, because by faith, when you're holding that acorn in your hand, all you see is an acorn. But by faith, you can see the tree in the seed. Anybody got any faith this morning? God has given us birth for purpose. And as far as God is concerned, your purpose is already finished because the pattern is already in the acorn. As far as God is concerned, it's finished. Because he has deposited it within you the potential for fulfilling it. The acorn already has the potential for fulfilling the tree. God don't have to do nothing different for that acorn because it's already done. Somebody says it's already done. The Bible tells us that your gifts will make room for you. Some of us have multi-gifts. Glory be to God. All you need is one. Stop counting how many gifts somebody else has and focus on what God has given you. Your gifts will make room for you. But you are responsible to stir up that gift. You are responsible to develop that gift. You are responsible to refine that gift. And you are responsible to use that gift. Beloved, we see purpose through faith. When God deposited that dream into Joseph, it took faith for Joseph to hold on to that, because otherwise Joseph could have said it was the food, it was the pig feet I ate last night. It was a pasta I ate last night. See? But to make sure that the devil didn't sneak in and try to steal what he had given Joseph, God gave it to him again. And again. Come on now, somebody said in the hallelujah, God will confirm his words. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, hallelujah, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Beloved, you see your purpose through faith. You're sitting around waiting for the pastor, waiting for the preacher, waiting for your spouse, waiting for this person, amen, to come and tell you what your purpose in life is. No, it's only one way you can see your purpose, and that is through the eyes of faith. Glory be to God, because it hasn't, amen, shown up yet, and it won't show up without your cooperation. Beloved, when we look at the word vision, vision is seeing your future before it comes into being. Your vision is a mental picture of your destiny. It's something that's been there all along. All the time it's been there, but could not be seen externally. The tree and the acorn seed, the tree has been there all the time, but can't be seen yet. Glory be to God. Can't be seen on the external, only seen on the internal. Your vision is your eye beyond your eyes. Ask the Lord to give you 20/20 vision, beloved. We talk about in the spirit right now. Why? Because your vision determines your destiny. As a man thinketh, so is he. Where are you going? The question is, how far can you see? And not only that, your vision awaits your action. It's not going to take place just because, amen, glory be to God, you saw it. Let me tell you something. After Joseph saw the vision, Joseph had to speak. Come on now. Call those things that be not as though they were. He spoke the vision. He said, this is what I see. Open, you got to open your mouth and say, this is where I'm going. What? Yeah, well, you ain't got, you can't confirm, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to do. Well, how can you say that? Because this is what I see. When I follow the Holy Spirit deep down on the inside of me, I'm not trying to get deep down on the inside of you. Deep down on the inside of me, this is what I see. Beloved, glory be to God, what do you see? Glory be to God, it's time for some of us, amen, to start dreaming again. And dream big. Dream big. You have to believe in your dreams. What if my family don't believe me? So what? They didn't believe Joseph either. Joseph's own father had questions. And he was a man of God. You are the one. As long as you believe in the dream, that's the only one criterion, is that you have to believe. I come to encourage somebody this afternoon that it's time to reconnect your passion. Reconnect with your passion. Because it's only by seeing what is not yet here can you bring something new. You can't bring something new if it's already here. If it's already here, then you haven't brought anything new because it's already here. The only way we're going to bring something new, glory be to God, something creative, something very exciting into existence, is we got to see it before it arrives. What is this dream? Jacob asked Joseph, he said, what is this dream? What is your dream today, beloved? Don't let anyone steal your vision. Don't let anybody steal your dream. A lot of dreams have been abandoned, sidetracked. People lost faith. They let the lack of money cause them to sit on their dreams. Time, other people. Oh, other people gonna come and snatch your dream, especially if they don't have one. And then now what happens is it causes you to relive the same past disappointments. You're in a cycle now, the same failures. Why? Because nothing new. And if you keep doing the same old things and expecting different results, it's defined as insanity. If you want something new, you got to do something new. And this is why Jesus is here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Designed to do new things. Take us into new seasons, new dilemmas, new horizons. But you got to follow your dream to get there. The old dream is not good enough. The old dream produces, amen, the same result. God said, I want you to live your destiny, your purpose. I want your life to be progressive. And most people get stuck on the fact of their education, especially their lack of education. But let me tell you this right now, and I believe in education, but education in itself is not the key. Because if that was so, then everyone with higher education would be successful. But you find some people with higher education living on Skid Row. Now, education may help you maximize, see, but never in itself. That is no excuse for you to stop dreaming big. You are never too old. You are never too old. Moses was 80 years old when God called him to lead the Israelites across the Red Sea. 80 years old. Most people looking for retirement, been retired a long time now. Success in life depends on your understanding, your vision. Your success in life is dependent not only on you seeing your vision, understanding your vision, but practicing your vision. What do you see? Joseph said, I can tell you what I see. Last week, as we shared with you about the blind man, glory be to God, the blind man said, wait a minute, let me look again. He looked a second time, he said, yeah, I see now. I see. I see clearly now. I'm encouraging some of you this morning, amen, to look again. Get your dream back. Reconnect to your passion. Dream big. Dream big. Reconnect. Glory be to God. And so we fulfill our purpose and destiny in life by the choices and the decisions that we make, the everyday. I'm not talking about a decision on a one big event. I'm talking about your everyday decisions. How do you spend your time? I'm so proud of myself as I had to reconnect and fine-tune my vision, glory be to God. And then I look at my schedule. Glory be to God. I said, okay, this is what we're going to do this week. This is what we're going to do this week. And then I look back and see that everything on my agenda to be done that week was done. Now I have, amen, what I'm going to do this week. Well, all fulfilling purpose. This week, we're going to do this. 2 hours here, 3 hours here. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do, beloved. The choices and the decisions that you make every day You can't sleep all day long every day talking about your vision is coming to pass. What vision? You have to be intentional. Stop doing things because you have to do them. And tie into vision, which enables you to do things because you decided to do them. Not what you have to do, but what you decide to do based on your purpose. My purpose, this is my purpose. So therefore, I'm going to spend a certain amount of hours reading, certain amount of hours writing, certain amount of hours exercising, certain amount of hours, whatever it is. Based on your purpose, you make choices and decisions based on that. Thank you. That's a good idea. Thank you. But no, based on my purpose, I say no to your offer, but thank you very much. Not that it was bad, but it doesn't tie into, amen, my agenda. It doesn't tie into my purpose. It doesn't tie into my destiny. It doesn't tie into the pathway that God is taking me. Beloved, we weren't called to be good at everything. We're just called to, amen, to be good at what God has called us to do. We're just called, amen, to come, amen, and be more excellent in the arena that God has called us to do. A scientist spends time on science, not on how to become an auto mechanic. He takes the car to the auto mechanic and let those who specialize in auto mechanic fix the car while he specializes in the science. What has God called you to do? We connect. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that you have the ability to dream big. But you got to go deeper. Why? Because it's already in there. Last week, Jesus told the man, blind man, glory be to God. He says, go deeper. Try again. Try again. Why? Because it's already in you. If you will cut open that acorn seed, you might say, well, I don't see no tree in here. Because you're looking with your natural eyes. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You can't see God with your natural eyes. You have to look through the eyes of faith. Now cut that acorn seed open and look with your spiritual eyes. You're going to see more than the tree. You probably see the forest, the fortress. Never give up. Turn around and tell your neighbor today, say, never give up. It's taking so long for my, and you know, Joseph, it took 13 years. God gave Joseph that vision when Joseph was 17 years old. We read it in verse number 1. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse and verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph being 17 years old. Joseph was 17 years old when God, amen, when he tapped into his purpose, his destiny, his reason for living. When we keep reading in the book of Genesis, you'll find out that Joseph was 30 years old when he took the throne. That was 13 years. Some people would say, it's too long. It's too long. Why is it taking so long? Maybe God didn't call me to do this. Maybe I thought I would have had it by now. There's no overnight successes in God's kingdom. It might appear as though it's overnight. What happened is when the dream finally came to fruition, Joseph was in the prison that night. Y'all know that about the prison. Potiphar's wife put him in the prison because she lied on him. Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. And so what happened is, glory be to God, they finally remembered him. Remember, he interpreted the dream for the butler. Glory be to God. Joseph went to bed in the prison that night. When the king got word that there was somebody that could interpret dreams, and he had this dream that troubled him, and the man was in prison, he said, go and get him. Bring him to me. They went to the prison that night, woke Joseph out of his dream, told him to get dressed. They dressed him up, cologned him down, shaved him up, took him before the king. He was elevated from the prison overnight. Somebody said, what a difference a day made. So some people, because they didn't know Joseph's story, tell somebody, say, you don't know my story. It appears as though Joseph was, amen, God fulfilled the dream in one night. But they don't know the whole story. They don't really know it was 13 years long. When you hang in there, beloved, and refuse to quit, and then God will elevate you so quickly. Some people say, oh, God did it in one day. No, God didn't do this in one day, because you really don't know my story. Because really, this is a 13-year journey. It's a 20-year journey. I never gave up. This is a 30-year journey. I refused to quit. The devil was trying to get me to quit. The devil was trying to get me to surrender, but I refused to let go of my dream. Oh, my God, my God. The manifestation, God performs the manifestation quickly. Hallelujah, because he tells us to write the vision and make it plain. It will come to pass. Ah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. As I close on this morning, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you give up, you will not be able to fulfill life's purpose without your vision. Your vision is where you're going. Hallelujah. For those of you who don't have a vision, amen, believe it, you're not going too far. Why? Because my people perish for a lack of vision. Jesus, amen. Now before we get to Jesus, amen, glory be to God, Brother Paul. Brother Paul, we want to thank God for his life. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Paul got to the end of his life, because everything comes to an end, amen, Paul had a testimony. Paul said, I finished my course. What was Paul saying? Paul said, I fulfilled my vision. I did the work that God has called me to do. When Jesus Christ himself, amen, got to the end of his journey, Jesus said the same words. Jesus said, I finished my course. What did you as Jesus saying? Jesus said the vision was fulfilled. Beloved, I come to encourage you. Don't get to the end of your life without your vision being fulfilled. Don't get to the end of your life without your dream being fulfilled. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us be like Big Brother Paul. Let us be like Big Brother Jesus. That the mission is accomplished, and I finished the work God has sent me here to do. Glory be to God. Joseph's life was finished. All the Joseph, amen, was a type of Christ, by the way. But he finished it. He did not allow anybody to abort his dream. And he definitely didn't abort it himself. Beloved, let me tell you, your life is not a divine experiment. Glory be to God. Your future is not ahead of you, but your future lies deep within you. Glory be to God. When you go deep today, get your dream back. What is this dream? Be prepared. When the Holy Spirit leads you, when somebody says, share with me your vision, where you're going, what you're doing, you'll be able to just spell it out clearly. I see clearly. What is this vision? Let me tell you what God has put in me. When I get finished, why don't you share with me what God has placed in you? Every man gifts. Finding God's purpose and fulfilling it is the very substance of life. God has given you the power, and God has given you the responsibility to achieve your life's vision. Now do it. Do it. Turn around and tell your neighbors, I'm going to do it. I'm getting my dream back. I'm getting my dream. Give me a paper and pencil. Start writing down. Just start writing down what you see. You see? And start right there. See? And then come back tomorrow and review it. And then go a little bit deeper. Yeah, and I see this too, and I see this, okay? And then close the book. Get a book just for this. Just for your dreams. All right? And then close the book. Amen. And then come back again and revisit it. And every time God shows you something, write it down. Write it. Write the vision. You know, I see myself. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see myself doing this. I see myself helping children. I see myself talking to leaders. I see myself. Because what you see, amen, is what you're supposed to be. And you're not going to be happy till you do it. Don't go to the graveyard with your dream unfulfilled. Dream again. Get your dream back and dream big. Glory be to God. Only you are the one who can imagine it. No one else can imagine for you. Only you can nurture it. Nobody else can nurture it for you. And only you can fulfill it. No one else can fulfill it for you. No one could fulfill Joseph's dream but Joseph. Nobody could fulfill Paul's dream but Paul. Nobody could fulfill Jesus' dream but Jesus. And nobody could fulfill your dreams but you. Ask God to help you see. Just like the blind man last week. He said, Lord, help me to see. Help my heart to see. We're talking about spiritual vision today. Help my heart. I see with my eyes. And that ain't always what it look like. Help me to see with my heart. Help me to see with my heart that cannot be seen in the natural world. But if I hold on to the vision long enough, it will be seen. As a man thinketh, so is he. Maya Angelou said, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. God, help me to see the vision that you have placed inside of me. And as you said, if I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart. Because you're the one that put it in me. But it's a process. That acorn, when you put that acorn seed in the soil, you don't just come back tomorrow and there's an acorn and there's an acorn tree, an oak tree. No, there's a process that seed has to go through with that. The pattern inside that seed has to develop. That pattern inside of that seed has to mature. And in the process of time, that acorn becomes an oak tree. We have to go through the process, beloved. We have to trust the process, even where we can't trace the process. You can't trace an oak tree back to the acorn seed. We have to trust God. We have to go the full length of the way. Because the devil's going to try to intercept it. He's going to try to steal the seed. Ask God to show you, beloved. Some of you who have no dreams today, you are out of the will of God. Reconnect to your passion. Go and ask God, amen, to help you to see the vision, the dream, the purpose that he has put in you for you to fulfill. For those of you, amen, who have dreams but you're stuck, you don't know what to do with it next, you don't know what the next step to make, amen, acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path. Just ask that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truths. The Holy Spirit will take you deeper because he knows the mind of God. And he will reveal to you things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Because your vision and your passion haven't been seen yet. Your purpose haven't been seen yet, but the Holy Spirit said he'll reveal it to you. Just ask him to help you. And for those of you who know your dreams, but you gave up, it got too hard, it was too much opposition, You like Joseph been thrown in jail for too long. You like Joseph been mistreated by people you love and you gave up on your vision. Get that unforgiveness out your heart and go get your vision back. Your dream is bigger than you. Your dream outlives you. Your dream is a legacy. A good man, a good woman leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That the Israelites and the world still experiencing Joseph's dream, still experiencing Paul's dream. We're still reading Paul's writings even today. We're still experiencing Jesus' dreams. Glory be to God, because there's only one way, to, amen to God, and that's through Jesus. Come on, get your dream back. Get your dream back. Get a passion for living. Get a passion for getting out of bed. Get a passion, glory be to God. This is what God has called me to do. And then give him thanks. In all things, give him thanks. Give him thanks for your gifts. When's the last time you thank God for your gifts? When's the last time you gave God thanks for the abilities that he has given you? Huh? Glory be. When you're faithful over, you say, well, I can't do this real good, but I feel it's in me, do it. And watch the increase come. 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 Glory be to God. Beloved, when he asked Joseph, when Jacob asked Joseph, what is this dream? I close with the same sentence I opened with. What is your dream? Get your dream back. Reconnect to your dream. Reconnect to your passion. And dream big. Because the sky is not the limit. Amen. And amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father, we give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, thank you for helping us to dream. Thank you for helping us to get our dream back. Father God, the truth of the matter is some of our dreams has been lost in the riffraff. We don't even know why we live in. Father, we just wake up every morning and just do our routine stuff, the routine rum-drum. No real passion. No real passion for living, Father God. But we want to say thank you. That's because we've been living without a vision. Living without a dream. Forgetting, Father God, that precious thing that you have already put deep down on the inside of us. Thank you. Thank you, God. We just want to bless you. We just want to magnify you. And we just want to glorify you for helping us to dream again and to dream big. In Jesus' name, we only dream big by going deeper. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. We pray that you have been blessed. Amen by it. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus. And to God be the praise. Amen. God's word will never return to him void, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. If you do not know Jesus Christ and as your Lord and Savior, that's the first dream you need. That's the first dream that you need. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And to know that when it's all over on this side, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Come on and give your life to him. Amen. You don't have to be in nobody's physical building to do it right where you are, right where you are. Repeat after me. Lord, I confess my sins. I admit that I am a sinner. I confess that Jesus, I believe and confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of the universe. And I invite him to come and live in my heart today. Forgive me for my sins. Father, save me and thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And that my name is written in the book of life. Father, I make myself available to be used in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen and amen. There it is. And no word for word script. It's just amen. You talking from your heart and from your spirit, because God is a spirit, and confessing your sins, believing that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and inviting him to come and live in your heart. Bam. Amen. That moment you're snatched out of the kingdom of hell, the kingdom of darkness, and you have been adopted into the kingdom of light. It's the greatest miracle on planet Earth. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the angels are rejoicing right now that you've made that confession, and we are rejoicing too. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. It's not the end all. It's the beginning of your walk. Amen. It's that fresh acorn seed. It's that fresh acorn seed. Now the acorn has to grow and has to develop. And this is why we are here. This is why we are here. Amen. At the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. The vision for this ministry is to rise up a nation of radical and successful believers. That's, I've always knew my vision, but sometimes you got to be reminded. Sometimes it has to be refined. Because life will pull you off track and have you moving in the wrong direction. And because you're moving, you think it's okay. No, it ain't okay. It ain't okay to be moving. You have to be moving in the right direction. See, a lot of us are moving, but we're moving in the wrong direction. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. We're here at 6 a.m. in the morning. Come on back and get your breakfast. Amen. We serve a spiritual breakfast for champions, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Come on back here. We have an altar prayer where we meet two times a day, Monday through Fridays, 12 o'clock noon and 9 p.m. And that's on our prayer service line. Amen. The same place we have Bible studies Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Amen. The telephone number to the prayer line is 385-799-9729. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. While you're at our website, hit the donate button. Amen. As the Lord is leading you, amen, to sow a seed into the soil, amen, of the work, amen, of the Lord. The gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. And we thank you for your faithful support to help us to continue to move forward, amen, in the Lord's will. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, GLENSIDE, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And amen. I believe these are our announcements for this week. Amen. We want to again welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Amen. We can't see you, but we thank you that you can hear us. And if you hear us, you hear God. Amen. And not only all of our first-time visitors, all of our family here that support this ministry constantly on a daily basis. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers, for your financial support. Amen. Everybody, have a lovely, 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 lovely day, a lovely weekend. Come on back tomorrow morning and have breakfast with us. Amen. And tonight, today, we encourage you, sit down with paper and pencil. It's important that you write down what you see. It's not good enough to see your vision and where God is calling you. You have to pull that from the spirit into the natural world. How do you do that? With the ballpoint of your pen. When you write it down on paper, you have just pulled it out of the spiritual world into the natural world. We're going to talk some more, amen, as we continue in our series of Dreaming Big, Dreaming Again. Amen. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Father God, hallelujah. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not and cannot come to pass. Thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. And we glorify you. Now, unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the Lord keep you, bless you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Amen. And say this, defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Everybody, amen. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Dream big, the sky is not the limit.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh. Help!